News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The Jerry Sandusky Defense, Day 2.
Dr. James Martin was a national champion Penn State wrestler and says he has had a long relationship with Sandusky. He brought to court a photo album Sandusky made him. It included a handwritten poem. The defense says this shows the defendant did this for many young men, not just those who now accuse him of abuse. Martin described Sandusky's reputation as honest, law-abiding. Prosecutors asked if the charges had changed that. He responded, there's a lot of speculation. A lot of people just don't know right now.
CBS's Barry Bagnato says CBS News has been told Sandusky's expected to take the stand tomorrow. Fewer job openings and increased recent numbers of new unemployment claims.
There were 3.4 million job openings on the last business day of April. That was down from 3.7 million in March. This is consistent with the idea that the labor market has slowed down in the last few months.
Jill Schlesinger at CBSMoneyWatch.com. Housing starts were down dramatically in May, taken there by falling apartment construction. Wall Street, the Dow's up 116 points. NASDAQ's down about 32. Ecuador's foreign minister says Julian Assange is asking political asylum. The WikiLeaks founder taken refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London after Britain's Supreme Court removed the last obstacle to his extradition to Sweden to face sexual misconduct charges. As more fighting occurs in Syria between rebels and government forces, one shipment of reconditioned Russian attack helicopters may be diverting.
The course of the Russian-operated ship is being followed closely.
It appears as if it is no longer going to complete this journey, and we certainly support that decision.
Pentagon officials have said they're concerned about external support given Assad that could be used to kill civilians, but Pentagon spokesman Captain John Kirby indicated that concern may not apply to other Russian vessels on the way to Syria. They may be carrying troops to protect Russian interests in the port of Tartus. Tammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
150 homes evacuated in San Diego County. A wildfire getting knocked down pretty quickly, though. Cal Fire spokesman Daniel Berlant.
The fire's currently 900 acres, we have been able to contain the fire by 75%. Last night, our firefighters continued to make good progress in building our containment line despite the extremely gusty winds that we've had the past few days.
Favorable weather has helped New Mexico firefighters on the Little Bear Fire. 242 homes have burned so far. In Colorado, more people are getting ready to evacuate. 189 homes have gone, and winds are high. That fire far from being managed. Another longtime celebrity couple are breaking up.
Not sure I deserve that.
Who's she?
What? I may have deserved that.
Johnny Depp's publicist says Depp and Vanessa Paradis are separating amicably, which means without the pirates slapping. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.7, APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The new blood nurturing the nation isn't so much from south of the border as far west of it.
This report details a shift in immigration.
The flow of immigrants who are Hispanic has gone down, and it has now been surpassed by Asian American immigrants.
And that's a first, more Asians than Latinos coming into the country. Carrie Funk, Pew Research Center on Religion and Public Life.
It's a rich study that covers a lot of different aspects of Asian Americans' lives and how they compare with the general public and other race groups in the U.S.
She says study shows Asian Americans hold stronger beliefs in family values and hard work than the rest of the general public. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
American children can answer science test questions better, but knowledge isn't very deep. When asked to use evidence from experiments to explain why answers are correct, they have problems. Only 27% of high school seniors could both answer the question and demonstrate understanding and correlation. It puts actual application of the science well out of reach of most students. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscapes deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape setting stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. And right now, well-qualified customers can get an awesome 1.9% APR financing deal on any Honda certified used car. Which means for a limited time, you can get both awesome and outstanding in one car. Which is pretty fantastic. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, see your Honda dealer for financing a limited warranty.
We're 6 months away from the end of the world, if you believe in that kind of stuff, which I don't. This is summer, June 20th.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
And no one has ever said it or sang it better.
Roll!
Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up. Now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda.
Here. That's right. It's right now about 8 minutes after the hour of 12. You're with Bill Benica, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today. It's going to be a good day. It's Monday. Let me share this headline with you, because you gotta hear it to believe it. This is a leftover from the weekend. Wildfire risk is most related to location, study finds. True, there never has been a forest fire in the middle of downtown L.A.
The opinions expressed on Talk is Cheap are Bill's, the callers, and the occasional stray that wanders in the studio. They're not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, staff, delivery people, janitorial service. Consider this a personal invitation to pick up the phone and exercise your constitutional right to express your opinion.
Hey.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
Shoes, you say. Listen, you go to Mike's and you'll say more than just
yikes.
You'll throw in a
aw, gee willikers, Wally.
Because Mike's in the Promenade Shopping Center is the little shoe store with a big selection. San Luis Obispo's best footwear, like Clark's, Rockport, Echo's, Florsheim, and Dexter. Ariat, Ugg, Soft Spot, Easy Spirit, and Naturalizers, you betcha. Hiking boots, regular boots, slip-ons, junior styles, Western casual styles, and slippers, too. Mike's has handbags and clutches to go with their outstanding selection of dress-up ladies' shoes. Shoeshine is there, and she's a registered podiatrist, so your prescription needs from your podologist can be handled in a snap. Lots of accessories, and it's no crock. They have all those styles, too. Mike's Shoes, in the Promenade Shopping Center, next to the Imaginary Marketplace, in the foothills of San Luis Obispo, of course.
Dress up lady shoes.
Wow, Bill.
Yeah. Showing up.
Ho, 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 ho. Hi. You're Bill Benka, Talk is Cheap Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. Our phone numbers are 786-2578. That's 786-2578. And toll free 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. Oh, and speaking of my shoes, let me mention this, but before I do, if you got anything else, they're going to have a big trunk show going on, and this is going to be Keen. I don't know what those shoes are, so we're going to, Nancy and I are going to step by and say hi and see. And Mike had a, in case you, if you know Mike and Andy over there and Shoeshine and the gang, Mike had a knee operation, he had a knee replacement, so that came as, I didn't know what was happening, I didn't know he was going to do it. All of a sudden, Ann wrote me a note, Andy wrote me a note and said they took out his knee, and they put another one in. So anyway, they're going to have this Keen Trunk Show this Saturday, the 23rd. There'll be a company rep and all that kind of stuff, gift with purchase, et cetera, et cetera. And that's kind of cool right there. Mm-hmm. Can't beat that. Let's do our Today in History, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history on June 19th in 1862, Congress passed the President Abraham. Let's just try it again because I've screwed the whole thing up right from the get-go. Our highlight in history, take two. On June 19th, 1862, Congress passed and President Abraham Lincoln signed a measure in abolishing slavery in U.S. territories. On this date in 1910, the first ever Father's Day was celebrated in Spokane, Washington. The idea for the observance is credited to Sonora Louise Smart Dodd. Is that four people or just one? I'm not sure. 1952, the celebrity panel game show I've Got a Secret made its debut on CBS TV with Gary Moore as host, smoking his Winstons like crazy. In 1986, University of Maryland basketball star Len Bias, the first draft pick of the Boston Celtics, suffered a fatal cocaine seizure. In 1987, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana law requiring any public school teaching the theory of evolution to teach creation science as well. 1 year ago, Libya's government said NATO warplanes had struck a residential neighborhood in its capital, killed 9 civilians, including 2 children. NATO later confirmed one of its airstrikes had gone astray. Not sure if that's historical or not. All right, our birthday is today. Actress Gina Rowlands is 82, Nobel Peace Laureate. Aung San Suu Kyi. Aung San Suu Kyi is how you say it, is 67. Actress Felicia Rashad is 64. Rock singer Ann Wilson is 62. Singer-dancer Paula Abdul is 50. And actor Jean Dujardin from The Artist, is that right? Jean is 40. So we want to say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's yours, but I don't have my birthday thing ready to go, so I can't really do anything with that. But I can maybe get it here in a second. It's just I can only this gizmo that is already on this computer, I can only play 3 things. So it kind of screws things up a little bit, as you can imagine, but I'm going to work on it. You'll wish that summer had always been here. All right, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Play.
Happy birthday to you.
I know it's idiotic, but so what? It's life. All right, today, summer. So as you know, on the 21st of December is when the people that were into the Mayan calendar, they didn't get it. They didn't get the fact that they found other evidence that the Mayan calendar went further than this particular date. They just ignore that and say, but we want to be weird and pretend like, you know, we don't know anything about that. Okay. It's your right, I guess. All right, let's find out what's going on at Cal Coast News, shall we? All right, Bill, go ahead and tell us what's going on. The Obama administration's announcement Friday easing deportation of children and young adult immigrants will soon flood the already stressed job market in California with new employment seekers. As many as 350,000 of those affected by the directive are in California. An additional million nationwide will benefit from the deportation hiatus and subsequent relaxation of work permit applications. Overall impact on California's economy and employment remains a mystery to researchers because nothing like this has ever happened before, but there is evidence that the competition for scarce jobs will jeopardize the chances of native-born Americans without college degrees, according to Stephen Caramata, research director of the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, D.C., which seeks to reduce immigration. The benefits to the illegal immigrant himself might be significant, but that raises other concerns. Unemployment is so bad at the bottom end of the labor market, and well-paying jobs out of reach for illegal workers because of background checks are not accessible to a large pool of people. Statewide unemployment was 10.8% in May. Well, if there's no jobs, they're not going to get them either. When there's no jobs, there's no jobs. So it really doesn't really matter, does it? I thought I'd check on that. And they can't collect unemployment because they haven't worked yet. So that kind of works out real well. All right. Other things going on. Failing health and early death await lonely seniors, a medical study asserts. Loneliness contributes to serious health problems, according to authors of the study published by the University of California at San Fran. Activities of Internal Medicine, of Internal Medicine. Physicians found that patients reporting extreme loneliness were much more likely to suffer a rapid decline in health and die. Study compared over a six-year period those individuals to others who said that they were content with their social lives. Also examined by researchers were histories of 1,600 seniors and applied a template identifying loneliness as feelings of being left out, isolated, or lacking companionship, which is pretty much what loneliness is involved with, isn't it? Anyway, those emotions were considered separate from general depression. See, there's the general depression and there's the special depression. Let's get to another story. We're being told a lot of obvious things these days. Have you noticed that? So that's it. Oh, wait, here's an opinion piece that I want to get to. Let me get this opinion piece up here. And then I have to share something with you about what occurred with Cal Coast News and myself. And this is David Broadwater. Day of Reckoning is coming to task there on the Walmart Annex project at the June 26th City Council meeting. Multi-million-dollar risks to the city's businesses and residents are on the table. This will be your last chance to ensure the project is done the right way and that your interests are served. But that way is not being planned, and the consequences are very serious. The city staff recommends the final EIR documents. You're about to get the shaft. City staff is proposing, and the Planning Commission just approved, bailing the Walmart Annex project out of fully funding and building the requested Del Rio Road U.S. 101 interchange improvements before opening for business, reimbursing them later for costs above their fair share. And it goes on, because that's, and I agree with the man. I don't understand why a task there let that happen themselves. But the other thing is, somebody wrote a letter today to the editor, and they said, you know, this Walmart thing's been going on in Atascadero longer than the two world wars we had. Interesting point. Anyway, I don't have a lot of serious feelings about Walmart, but what's interesting is that it's interesting that some people that feel that Walmart is a disservice to Atascadero and yet didn't say anything about Home Depot or some of the other things. It was a little strange. All right, so now I have to tell you something. Randall Reed was on a couple weeks ago on a Friday with Karen Vealey. And so I've gotten some communication from other people on his background. But before I heard from them, I first researched this myself, and I was going to I didn't know this other thing was going to come out, so I was going to wait till Friday. But now that it's come out, I want to go ahead and get it out now. And so I became suspicious of Randall when he said that he was joined the Navy and was in the Navy SEALs in 1980 and served for 8 years. Well, I would make it 1988. The war in Panama was in 1989. And so they call this, of course, the term stolen valor. I don't feel as strongly about it in this particular case because the guy lives in a creek that you have one meal a day, which is pretty pathetic, but it's wrong nevertheless. And so there was only one person that did get the Medal of Honor and a Purple Heart in Panama. It was a Navy SEAL, but not him. And so as far as anybody can tell, there's no record of him. I can't find anything at all. So supposedly he admitted to some people that questioned him that were trying to get him some VA help that, you know, he had made the whole thing up. Anyhow, I thought I'd let you know that. I feel, well, yeah, I feel like I should feel. But these things happen. So I'm just glad I could tell you about it. All right, and that's what's happening at calcosnews.com 24/7. And if you click in the upper right-hand corner, Talk is Cheap, you'll get a KYMS stream live to you. And we have podcasts of shows we've done. So that's what's going on today there. Let me see what else is going on today. Where Maureen Dowd did an editorial over the weekend about Sandusky and just the pure evil of the whole thing, the whole imagining. And then it's just... Well, here's the thing. You know, Bob Costas interviewed Sandusky, and he said some sort of surprising things in that interview. I mean, and didn't say some things that maybe should have been said in that interview. So it's kind of weird, really. But here's a little excerpt from that, the interview with Bob Costas.
Young people who would come forward and say that.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. This is
my methods.
Wait. Decided to do something funny to me.
Happens. NBC News reports prosecutors may introduce a potentially explosive, unaired portion of an interview Sandusky did with Bob Costas. Listen for yourself. As Sandusky seems to all but admit seeking out some young people for sex.
So it's entirely possible that you could have helped young boy A in some way that was not objectionable, while horribly taking advantage of young boy B, C, D, and E. Isn't that possible?
Well, you might think that. I don't know. In terms of my relationship with so many, many young people, I would guess that there are many young people who would come forward, many more young people who would come forward and say that my methods and what I had done for them made a very positive impact on their life. And I didn't go around seeking out every young person for sexual needs that I've helped. There are many that I didn't have, I hardly had any contact with, who I have helped in many, many ways.
The defense is expected to wrap up its case tomorrow afternoon. That will be followed by the prosecution's rebuttal, with closing arguments expected to begin Thursday.
There you go. The horror of it. Okay, the things that are going on in the world. Here was a weird thing in the paper today. You know, it's interesting if you have a reporter, and the reporter says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna appear smart and pull out my thesaurus and come up with a word that nobody's ever even heard before or used. And I'm not saying nobody's heard of it. I've been around the planet for a long time and I hadn't heard of it. So this was on the summit with Obama and Putin on Syria and other things. He used the word meeting for the first. Here it is. Meeting for the first time since Putin reclaimed Russia's presidency in March, the two men sought to inject some bonhomie. When they appear before reporters, with Putin inviting Obama to visit Moscow. Bonhomie is kind of a good-hearted, attempt at relationship and a cordiality. But I'd never heard the word before, so I thought it was just kind of weird. And as it turned out, they didn't inject anything. Putin was the cold, dead fish that he is, and Barack Obama was the smiley guy he is, and never the twain shall meet when it comes to Syria. That's my thinking. Other things are going on. Well, the snowy plover gets its habitat doubled. You know, this is the curious thing about the snowy plover, and it's I don't understand it all, and we're not, you know, if science isn't going to explain it to us properly, and environmentalists aren't going to explain it to us properly, then everything that has to do with this crazy bird doesn't make any sense at all. You know, there was this feeling for quite some time that the plover's eggs were being trampled by dogs on the beach. And you'd have to ask yourself this. Now, I know some people let their dogs run free on the beach. I understand that. But if in general the dogs aren't, I don't think somebody who had a dog on a leash would let it walk through a nest. I don't think. But anyway, that was not really the point. They came out and said later that gulls and crows were the ones that were invading the nest for the eggs. And so the fact that the plover lays its eggs in the sand and says, okay, well, here's hoping for the best, and the best is sometimes the worst, makes it ripe for extinction, because it's, you know, I don't know who would understand why it would do this in the face of the fact that it has threats from other birds. Anyway, that's how the birds don't think that much. I don't think. I've watched them, and I don't think they're that bright. So here's the deal. So they've expanded the range to double the range, you know, of protected plover land, the plover paradise, as it were. But I don't know that it's going to change anything. You know, crows fly, gulls fly. And it doesn't matter where that plover goes. They can find them. Her, it, the nest. So I found that kind of strange. I found it a little strange. You know, speaking of, here's this thing here. Let's go back to this thing here. It was so weird. This was the thing about wildfire risk, is most related location study finds. Like, for instance, like to my knowledge, there's never been a wildfire in Antarctica. Okay, they just hadn't any. But what they basically found was, and this is, if you just asked yourself, and then the person next to you, where do people usually build houses that are most in danger in a wildfire? And you would say at the crest of a peak, you know, of a hill, at the top of a hill, you know, that kind of, that's where that people want to be because they want the view. So where does the fire go? The fire goes up. There's a house. Guess what happens? That's not really hard to figure out. Did we pay for this thing? What is this thing? Who? Journal Plus, PLOS1.org. Have you ever heard of it? Anyway, so I don't know who they are. But okay. Okay, whatever. Whatever you say. Well, I guess the big thing is, one of the big things is Roger Clemens got off, was cleared of all charges. And even though here's a guy who every time he got up to bat hit a home run, and has been the only person in the world ever actually accomplished that, even though that was the case, apparently we feel like he was never juiced. How that's possible. All right, we got some yuck 'em ups here before we take a break. Oh, let me see something here. I'm going to do something. Just give me a second here. Let me do this with you. Boy, Bill, you're on top of it today, aren't you? Well, there's reasons. You know, there's always a reason. Bill always has excuses, so there's a reason. I'm not even sure what it is, so I'm not going to tell you. All right, so there we go. We're doing summertime music today because today's the first day of summer, so we got a number of things that are summery that we're going to enjoy today, I think. And so I'm looking forward to playing them for you, and I hope you'll enjoy hearing them. All right, so let's, as we continue now, let me do my funny yuck-em-ups, and then we'll do some more summery music. The law of mechanical repair. After your hands become coated with grease, your nose will begin to itch, and you'll have to pee. These are real laws of nature, like Murphy's Law. Law of gravity. Any tool, nut, bolt, screw, when dropped, will roll to the least accessible corner. The law of probability. The probability of being watched is directly proportional to the stupidity of your act. The law of random numbers. If you dial a wrong number, you never get a busy signal, and someone always answers. Supermarket law. As soon as you get in the smallest line, the cashier will have to call for help. Number 6, variation law. If you change lines or traffic lanes, the one you were in will always move faster than when you're in now. Number 7, the law of the bath. When the body is fully immersed in water, the telephone rings. Number eight, the law of close encounters. The probability of meeting someone you know increases dramatically when you are with someone you don't want to be seen with. Number nine, law of the result. When you try to prove to someone that a machine won't work, it will. Law of biomechanics. The severity of the itch is inversely proportional to the reach. The law of the theater and hockey arena. At any event, the people whose seats are furthest from the aisle always arrive last. They are the ones who will leave their seats several times to go for food, beer, or the toilet, and who leave early before the end of the performances or the game is over. The folks in the aisle seats come early, never move once, have long gangly legs or big bellies, and stay to the bitter end of the performance. The aisle people also are very surly folks. That's funny. The coffee law. As soon as you sit down to a cup of hot coffee, your boss will ask you to do something, which will last until the coffee is cold. Murphy's law of the lockers. If there are only two people in the locker room, they will have adjacent lockers. 14. The law of physical surfaces. The chance of an open-faced jam sandwich landing face down a floor directly correlated to the newness and cost of the carpet or rug. Law of logical argument. Anything is possible if you don't know what you're talking about. Brown's law of physical appearance. If the clothes fit, they're ugly. Oliver's law of public speaking. A closed mouth gathers no foot. Wilson's law of commercial marketing strategy. As soon as you find a product that you really like, they will stop making it. And lastly, doctor's law. If you don't feel well, make an appointment to go to the doctor. By the time you get there, you'll feel better. And don't make an appointment and you'll stay sick. This has been proven over and over and over with taking children to the pediatrician. Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's lineup of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases loaded, out-of-the-park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the three-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera. Come in soon.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
For three decades now, slow-roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow-roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, I'm bound for down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Spencer's making a move on the outside.
Yeah, he's on a mission.
Oh, you better watch out. Gorman is right on his tail. Holy cow! Gorman just plowed into Spencer.
Ouch, that's going to leave a mark.
Well, now he's hit the wall. His car is flipping over.
Boy, howdy!
I don't see how he's going to get back in the race with all that damage.
Hello, Farmers Help Point. How can I help you?
Hi. This is not just got rear-ended by some yahoo.
Are you okay?
Well, I'm fine. My car's a little busted up, though.
I'm on it.
Farmers Help Point service starts getting things back to normal the moment you call. So if you have an accident, we can help you get back on the road as quickly as possible. Now, how does that sound?
Wow, is that Spencer?
How did he get back in the race?
Farmers Help Point. Free with your policy. Only from your farmer's agent.
The farmer's guy in San Luis Obispo is Mike Wright. You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright. Call him at 541-3942. That's 541-3942.
Hello. Right there. I'm doing some summery music so we can get ready for summer tomorrow. And I'm having a good time with it, too. I got to tell you that right there. All right. We got some other things that we're going to be playing, and I'm looking forward to playing them for you. All right, let's get back to some news. Some other sports news, a couple things. One was 49ers receiver R.C. Owens, who was known as Alley-Oop because he could jump so high. He's passed away. He was 77 years old. He had some kidney problems and stuff. And now, here's the scoop right here. Flopping comes under fire. Flopping, what is it? It's when you sort of pretend you took a charge and you throw yourself on the ground and it's not quite right. You know what I'm saying? And so that's, they're going to look into it now. Here's what the boss said. Where is it? One option Stern said is a post-game analysis in which a player could be penalized if he was determined he flopped. The league retroactively upgrades or downgrades flagrant fouls after review, and along those lines, they said the receiver could receive a message from New York saying, greetings from the league office, you have been assigned flopper status. He said, I'm kind of joking about that, but something like that. So anyway, the committee is made up of coaches Doc Rivers of Boston, Rick Carlisle of Dallas, and Lionel Hollins of Memphis, and some other owners and stuff. So anyhow, or if you're being overdramatic and you get the other player gets called for a charge when actually he didn't really charge you. So, and so people say, well, it's part of the game. I say this too, to tell you the truth. You know, if you can fool a ref, you know, the ref's supposed to be able to tell if you've been charged or not. You know, and if you do some big dramatic flop job, and he falls for it, I don't have to tell you. Sorry, L.A. got beat yesterday, too. I throw that. Dickey throws another one-hitter. New York Mets pitcher R.A. Dickey allowed one hit and struck out 13-5, a win over Baltimore on Monday. So he had two. He has two. Were they back-to-back? I think they might have been consecutive. Yeah, consecutive one-hitters. The good news is he had two consecutive one-hitters. What he wanted, though, was a perfect game. He doesn't. One-hitters don't count. You know, it's like coming in fifth in a race. You know, that doesn't work. But that's just my opinion, though. I mean, I think it's quite remarkable that he pulled it off. I'm just telling you that, you know, I don't think if you ask him in his heart of hearts what he'd prefer is 2 1-hitters or 1 no-hitter, I think you know what the answer would be. Right there. Well, we got to talk about flopping. Here's a guy flopping a fish. Speaking of flopping, Morro Bay Hooks Award for Ocean Management, because we basically stopped fishing is why. You know, the fishermen are tied up. I kind of noticed that one day when I was in Morro Bay. There was all the fishing boats were tied up. That day I took, remember I had Dodgers here a while back? I have Dodgers again this Thursday, now that I mention it. Okay, day after tomorrow, I have Dodgers. Tomorrow's summer, and then the day after that, we have Dodgers. All right. I go back to Morro Bay and see if anybody's fishing. Here's a guy, Bruce, unloaded some king salmon to fishermen's, by fisherman Nick Voss. They were caught by Nick. Anyway, there's some nice big salmon. This is not surprising. I think we were close to this anyway just a while back. The polls are losing to voting by mail, because more and more people are just saying, why would I want to go and stand in line to vote when I can just do it at home and mail it when I have my leisure? So that's what's happening there. And it makes a lot of sense, too, to tell you the truth. It makes a lot of sense to me. That's all. And Nancy used to say, we're going to the polls, pal. That's the way it is. And so she dragged me down the poles and everything, you know. And but then somehow I talked her into it. Said, you know, we don't need to be doing that. All right. Dipping in the many myths of summer. The many myths of summer. That's right. So here's what they have. So here's a few of they have. Okay, some of the myths. Swallowing watermelon seeds is bad for you. Won't hurt you if you swallow a few watermelons. I mean, if you just eat them, it's probably not good. But you can do that. You can catch poison ivy from someone who has it, which you can't do. Poison oak's the same thing. The oil from the plant is actually what gives you the rash, and the rash usually doesn't appear for a few days. And so by that time, you would have already taken a bath, whatever, a shower, and you would have washed all the rest of the oil off. And, but so now the rash starts, and it's ugly, nasty looking, and edges. Oh, here's one. If a jellyfish, I've been stung by a jellyfish. It's not fun. But I didn't pee on myself. If a jellyfish stings you, urinate on the wound. They say actually the little things that cause the pain, that could aggravate that. So that's the exact opposite thing you should do. They say you should use vinegar because there's something in the pH of vinegar that's different than in peeing. So in case you ever thought about that, I think I've seen that on TV somewhere. Scratching a bug bite makes it worse. It actually does. If you break the skin, all that, you can get a skin infection, you know, because you scratch the thing too hard and all that. But that's iffy anyway. And don't swim for 30 minutes after eating. There's actually really no truth to that whatsoever. Mom, I know your mom said that. You know, hour after eating, you can't go swimming. Grandma said it. Your mom said it. You don't have to say it to your kids. It doesn't mean anything. Stop doing it. Stop. Stop doing it. Oh, my gosh. There was an editorial day that was just, oh, you have to be kidding me. This is how I looked at it. I was like, are you serious? Free speech be damned. This is a perspective in the Washington Post. Oh, from the Washington, didn't say who. Just from the Washington Post on this thing in Middleboro, Massachusetts, where it's a $20 fine if you swear. So they're basically saying, you know, you're getting into really iffy territory here because, you know, then you have to depend on the police officer deciding what profanity is. Do we not all know? And they went on to say, you know, or somebody said in the letter, I guess it was, or that's where it was, says you used to not be able to say hell on TV. So this was, George from Paso Robles wrote this letter, and I'll get back to the other thing, too. Well, let's do that first. Free speech be damned. And so this is the quote they had at the end. If not, as former let's try it one more time. If not, as former Supreme Court Justice John Marshall Harlan II famously wrote in the court's Cohen versus California opinion, one man's vulgarity is another man's lyric. And they say another man's lyric shouldn't cost him $20. One man's profanity is another man's lyric? It isn't really. You know, this all sounds real good. You know, you can throw arguments out there that say, you know, freedom of speech and all that kind of stuff. And we have that. That's fine. And should they have a $20 fine for swearing? Probably not. But it doesn't mean that swearing isn't swearing. Swearing's swearing. I don't care how you look at it. That's the profanity's profanity. Now, here, George, he was more upset about something else. Even, he's the one that said even you can not even say hell on TV. But this is not what he's writing about. I read an article not long ago about how porn is becoming such a big problem, especially with our youth. I did not give it much thought, as I was naive enough, I guess, to think it was different to access this stuff, thinking you had to pay or subscribe to something to get access. Then I got an email from a friend of mine showing me how easy it was, and I tried it. He was right. Even if you don't know how to spell the word pornography, all you have to do is put in the word porn. You can put in the word dog, and if you don't have the right blocking stuff, the porn will come up. I guess my question is, how is this possible? Why do we allow this kind of stuff to be so available, especially to our kids and grandkids? I recall a time when you couldn't say hell and thing. And he was going to write a longer letter, but he wanted to go look at some porn. They just had a thing here. Where was the thing they just had? Let me find it for you. We just had a story about the kids and the porn at school. And they say it's a real problem because, you know, you can instantly just get rid of it. You know, I mean, it's, you know, the moment someone is doing something weird, you can just get rid of it. I'll have to find it.
Bill.
I'll have to find it. But anyway, it just happened recently. And I think 11 kids were suspended from a school. Anyway, I'll have to find it where it is. Someplace. It's somewhere. Probably in the paper I'm reading. All right, anyway, other things that are happening in our world today. Oh, let me tell you about Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue, because I don't have a new Moe's on my thingy, and I should, but I don't. And so you want to know about Moe's, of course. And so what I want to tell you about is that you can get to Moe's and get your pulled pork, pulled beef, pulled chicken. You got Louisiana hot link sausages. They have all kinds of, like, five different kinds of salads. They have all the ribs and everything that they always win the contest with every year, all that stuff. And Moe's is just the place to be. It really is. They have great sides. They have, if you like garlic fries, they really garlic them up, by the way. Garlic fries, sweet potato fries, french fries, potato chips. They also have onion rings. They have desserts. They have a kid's menu. They have pitchers of beer. They have soda pops. They got tea. They got lemonade. They got everything you need to have a really great lunch or dinner at Moe's, downtown San Luis Obispo, and in Pismo Beach.
Central Coast. Charter Telephone is now available in your neighborhood, and now's the time to enjoy the savings for yourself.
Hello, simplicity.
There's no new equipment to buy. You use the same phone and phone jacks, and of course you keep the same home phone number.
Hello, savings.
Charter Telephone includes unlimited nationwide calling, so it's just as easy to call across town as it is across the country.
Hello, value.
Our plans come with 10 of the most popular features, including caller ID and call waiting. It's like your current phone service in every way, only better. And when you bundle Charter Telephone with Charter Digital Cable and high-speed internet, the savings only get better with one low monthly bill. So what are you waiting for? Answer the call. Charter Telephone is here. Find out more at charter.com or call 1-866-608-4134. Service is not available in all areas. Unlimited long-distance calling includes U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Restrictions apply. Offer ends 12/31/07. Call 1-866-608-4134 for details.
Yeah, right there. Let me, one more shot here, one more shot. Just be patient with me. I'm trying to find this because it just ties in so well with the story the guy wrote there, the letter. Crud. Okay. Well, sometimes it'll luck out and sometimes you don't. Anyhow, a bunch of kids. Other things happening in our world. What time is it? 10 before 1 is our time. And at lunchtime, and it's a good time for lunch. And it's also, well, I might as well tell you about Spencer's right now while you still have a lunch break going on. Is get to John Spencer's and get yourself a sandwich in the deli department. They got, you know, everything in the world. They've got, you know, beef and turkey and ham and you name it. They have it. They have boar's head meats and cheeses. And you can get yourself, you can make yourself just a whopping Dagwood sandwich if you want. And they are also, they have hot foods, too, that are available. And on Tuesday, don't forget, at Spencer's, you have tacos for $1 and spaghetti for $2 for $5. Spaghetti and meatballs for $2 for $5. So there's your lunch right there, either one of those. And they always have salads you can get with them and other stuff, you know. I mean, it's just right there. And then don't forget all the other great things at Spencer's. They're convenient. They're cheaper. They're cheaper than other people for sure. When the ads come out tomorrow, well, you get them this afternoon in the mail. When you get the ads in this afternoon in the mail, look at the ads, compare them, and you'll want to go to Spencer's. I promise you, you'll want to go to Spencer's and save yourself some dough. It's the place to be. 5 locations on the Central Coast, and I think you should get to Spencer's right now. All right. Economy plans are on different planets. This is Romney and Obama, and who knows if either one of them's any good. You know, it's hard to say, to tell you the truth. It's just hard to know. But there it is. And they're talking about, you know, as they mentioned, there's more Asians now coming into California than there are Hispanics because they're leaving California. You know, there's no work here. This is why when they mention about this amnesty thing or whatever you call it, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. There's no jobs anyway. So, but you know where there are high tech jobs and the Asians are versed in high tech stuff, and that's who's getting the jobs in California. It's frightening when you know you're a low tech person. You know what I mean? I'm at an age where I should have to worry about it. Mike Tyson's on Broadway. Mike Tyson sits there and talks about his life. Who wants to pay for that? Spike Lee's putting this thing on for him. So he's going to have a run for a week at MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And now he's, Tyson, 46, said he was inspired to do a one-man show after watching Chaz Palminteri tell stories about growing up in his show, A Bronx Tale. The boxer said, I'm really just excited about the genre here. He doesn't know that word. Anyway, that's, okay. If you see it, let us know. Give us a review, because I'm not paying to see it. Okay, Arsenio Hall, and this is funny. Arsenio Hall was on, what's the name of that thing Donald Trump does? The Apprentice. He was on The Apprentice. And I was looking at him one night, and I thought, you know, I wonder why he doesn't make a comeback. I thought that. I thought, you know, he was very popular. And he's been sitting around doing nothing for a long time. Well, that's not true. He did The Apprentice, and now he's getting a new show back on CBS, and it's going to start in the fall of 2013. Shia LaBeouf in LaBeouf. If this is a video, I guess it's a rock video. Is that what you call an MTV thing? Anyway, it's a new video, and for the video, it's called Fogger Piano. Released Monday, Transformer star Shia LaBeouf appears naked. It also features female nudity, dancing, an octopus, lollipops, and trippy images. I thought we had just mentioned the trippy images. I guess even more trippy than that. Help! I wondered years ago, as I don't watch MTV much anymore. I'm old. VH1, I don't watch that stuff anymore. But I did wonder along the way. There actually is a show I watch on one of those called Ridiculousness, where, you know, people do terrible things to themselves on video. But there's a, I wondered along the way, you know, how far this would eventually go. And I'm sure if we hadn't gone to DVDs, that album covers would eventually, you know, hit nudity and stuff. I'm just pretty sure it would. Because people are just naked all the time now. We don't know why. Wander around naked. Kind of weird, tell you the truth. That's what I think. Interesting thing they've discovered, HIV patients have a greater risk of heart attacks earlier in life. So once you have one thing that's terrible, now you got something else to worry about. Here's a guy who had a heart attack. He was 29 when he began therapy. He was 43 when he had a heart attack. Wow. Here's another little thing they had, a little blurby thing in here. They said, for people with Alzheimer's disease, a hospital stay may prove more catastrophic. They're basically saying if you can't remember who you are or where you are, and then you wake up in the hospital, it would be traumatic. Well, I guess that's true. But does that mean you don't operate on the person? What do you do? You're going to die, but we don't want you to feel funny when you wake up. That's a little strange right there. The most common type of obesity surgery may increase patients' chances for alcohol abuse. It doesn't say why. An incredible number of U.S. hospitals have adopted policies that explicitly ban discrimination against lesbian, gay, and bisexual patients. Was there ever a time that they were discriminated against in a hospital? See what you don't know sometimes if you don't know? I wouldn't have thought there'd be any. I thought you go to the hospital, they want your dough. They don't care who you are. If you're a warm body and they think they can get money out of you somehow, they want you in there. So I'm surprised to hear that. Now, we had a story that started, I think it was on Saturday, and there was here in San Luis Obispo, at the San Luis Obispo Country Club, there was a rabbit named Bugs who used to just hang out on the side. It was owned by a person who lives right on one of the fairways. And so he would be out there just having a good time, that rabbit, you know, and everybody got used to it and would just say hi. But somebody swiped it. Somebody swiped the darn thing. And it was a college, they said it was a college-age person. But anyway, once the story was published, people who had read the article called Bonzi and gave him tips about who had Bugs. So anyway, eventually Bugs went to a doctor's house, and how it got there, I forget. But anyway, went to the doctor's house, and he said, I have it. And so he went and got it. The kid apparently took and just put it back where he found it, and then the rabbit decided to wander off. I don't know, who knows why the rabbit would stay there all his whole life and then all of a sudden wander off, but he did. It's a strange story, but it's a rabbit. Huh? It's their food. Now, Cal Poly won first place in the National Concrete Canoe Competition. Nothing wrong with that. But you have to explain it and stuff. Listen to this. The competition involves an academic paper and presentation of the canoe. You have to write an academic paper about a cement canoe. Okay. There was a fire up in San Miguel, and San Luis Obispo County firefighters helped that fire be put out. Boy, I have my fingers crossed. I don't know about you for the summer season. What else is in the news? What else is going on? Okay. Lon Allen's column is interesting today. He mentioned that E.G. Lewis, you know, the E.G. Lewis document, every house that was built in Atascadero for, let me get the dates right here real quick, 1915 through 1924, every house was constructed was pictured in a newspaper. And so, actually, in the library archives, they have a lot of pictures. If you have an older house in Atascadero, there may be a picture of it when it first was built, which is kind of cool. And now they're digitizing all that stuff so that, you know, they don't lose it. But what's interesting is there's almost no, except for posed pictures, of a couple of posed pictures of E.G. Lewis, there's no candid pictures of E.G. Lewis. And even though he loved photography himself and took a lot of pictures, he didn't like people taking pictures of him. So you don't just see, you know, E.G., you know, taking a picture of somebody, taking a picture of somebody, taking a picture of them. You don't see any of that. So that was kind of interesting. But, all right. Cambria Pharmacy closes up, bam, on Saturday, just like that. And it was owned by Dana Nelson, who owns Nelson's Pharmacy in San Luis Obispo. And so he's hoping that everything will kind of work out. He says we're on the verge of seeing if we're going to work out. He said it's really hard for a small pharmacy in the lurch when competing against corporate pharmacies and stores such as Walmart, CVS, and Costco. Aha, the other results of these large stores right there. But anyway, so he closed that, saying, I've got to close that one to bail out my store in San Luis, and we'll know in the next 3 to 6 months if that's going to work. But he's been going through divorce and bad times and stuff, so all we can hope is that for a small business he stays open. I know the people in Cambria have another pharmacy they can go to, but I'm sure a lot of them will miss that pharmacy. We're going to do CBS News next and find out what's happening in our world on 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo. I'm Bill Benica, thanking you for joining me today.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is facing extradition from Britain and now is hoping for foreign rescue.
With his legal options nearly exhausted and just days before Julian Assange is to be extradited to Sweden for questioning on sex crime allegations, the WikiLeaks founder has taken refuge in Ecuador's London embassy. He's seeking political asylum in that South American country, and Ecuador's foreign minister says he's considering the request. WikiLeaks published a $250,000 U.S. classified documents, and Assange fears Sweden will just hand him over to the U.S. to face possible espionage charges. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
In Egypt, Hosni Mubarak's health has taken a turn for the worse, and officials say he's likely to be moved to a military hospital facility out of the prison. He's said to be in critical condition and on a respirator following a heart attack. In Tahrir Square in Cairo, Muslim Brotherhood supporters are rallying in support after the presidential race in which both sides are claiming victory. The defense in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse trial is trying to generate some reasonable doubts about some of the charges. CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Dr. James Martin was a national champion Penn State wrestler and says he has had a long relationship with Sandusky. He brought to court a photo album Sandusky made him. It included a handwritten poem. The defense says this shows the defendant did this for many young men, not just those who now accuse him of abuse. Martin described Sandusky's reputation as honest, law-abiding. Prosecutors asked if the charges had changed that. He responded, there's a lot of speculation. A lot of people just don't know right now.
Sandusky is expected to testify tomorrow. His wife Dottie is on the stand now. This just in, Southern Baptist Convention has elected its first African-American president, the Reverend Fred Luter, Jr. The health department is touting the health care overhaul law again, saying 3 million young adults 19 to 25 still have their parents' insurance coverage.
These young adults will be free to make career choices based on what they want to do, not where they can get health insurance. That's good for their economic future and good for our country's economic future.
That's Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said today it's time to start over on health care reform. Republicans want to rewrite it. They say to keep the good provisions and get rid of the unconstitutional mandates and onerous parts of the president's law. The top 12 list of produce items that have the most pesticides after you wash them. Joanna Congleton at the Environmental Working Group.
The concerns, of course, is chemical mixtures that we're exposed to. So these are pesticides of, you know, different types and classes. There's a question of how these mixtures are affecting our health.
Apples, celery, bell peppers, peaches, strawberries, imported nectarines, even avocados and potatoes on that list. On Wall Street, the Dow up 96 points. The Nasdaq today has gained 34. This is CBS News.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
The government is launching a new online database for complaints about credit cards.
It's the brainchild of the agency set up after the 2008 credit crunch to protect consumers from unclear or exploitative financial contracts. Starting today, you'll be able to see if a card or issuer has attracted complaints about hidden fees or other traps. The idea is to help consumers research credit card offers that look too good to be true. And if it's as successful as its creators hope, then it may be expanded to include bank accounts, student loans, and mortgages. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
One of the five men charged with plotting a terror bombing of a highway bridge in the Cleveland area wants to take his chances elsewhere. Douglas Wright wants to be tried separately and in another location because the other defendants have labeled him the instigator of the alleged plot. The FBI managed to get undercover agents involved, provided the dud bomb, and say they made the arrests when the suspected anarchists pressed the trigger. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. The sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. Sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there, and she sipped on a Juliet. her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stay when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say, but stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. And then she smiled, and we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand, and a boy took her hand, but I saw the sunrise as a man. Have gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her fingers. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Since 1984, folks on the Central Coast have been perking up their day with an original, local favorite, Slow Roasted Coffee. Slow Roasted Coffee remains committed to providing you a quality cup of coffee at a fair price. They feature fair trade, certified, organically grown coffee. Slow Roasted Coffee's aroma roast enables you to get more flavor using less coffee, always a plus. Next time you're buying coffee, bring home a local favorite, the original energy drink, Slow Roasted Coffee.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Bye.
We'll see you in September. I'm getting this ready for summer tomorrow by playing summery songs, and I thought it'd be nice, you know, because it's got sunshine out and everything. Here with Bill Benica, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Thanks for joining me today. Phone numbers are 786-2578, that's 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340. It's a nice day, and the weather was, it says, I think it's supposed to get a little bit cooler, but the North County's been like nuts. Whew. We got to start getting it toasty for the fair, you know. You got to start warming it up. All right. I have a song. Do I have a song about a fair in here somewhere? I thought I did. Okay. I think I already played it. I'm not sure. All right. Other things going on. Yeah, the card skimming cases wrap up. Two sentenced to prison in one case while three pleaded guilty in another. Both schemes involved Chase Bank ATMs in various locales, including San Luis Obispo and the North County. And they put these special little things so they could read. So when I go to the ATM machine now, I look, I make sure that there's nothing there that I haven't seen before. You know, as far as they got little cameras and they got all that stuff, but to make sure there's not something else attached to it, because that's how they do it. They just put a little thing that, you know, automatically sends the, whatever your PIN number is. They can watch, you know, it's like a remote camera, and they can sit in a car and see what your PIN number is. Well, they did that, and how much money did they scam? They scammed $220,000 from people. Now, so here, one person got a... I don't understand when everybody's doing the same thing, why one person gets one, but maybe it's priors or something. Is that how that works? You know, if somebody gets 3 years, one person gets 1 year, but they don't get 1 year. This was the third time in 2 weeks. Third time in 2 weeks, somebody's been sentenced to 364 days. There must be something to that, but I haven't been sentenced to 364 days, so I don't know what it is. But it's, so you're not getting a full year. Does it change what your record is or anything? I have no idea. But I've seen it three times now in 2 weeks. They got 364 days, somebody. Then somebody else gets 3 years in this case. I don't understand that. All right. The Bike Coalition's trying to get the paths moving. You know, the Bob Jones Bike Trail eventually is supposed to go all the way out to the Octagon Barn and stuff, and then eventually all the way to downtown somehow. But anyway, so there's a big chunk missing as of now, but they're trying to acquire the rights and the properties and all that kind of stuff, and so the Bike Coalition is going to kind of put the pedal in the metal. Wait, that's a car. Anyway, shift gears and try to get things into high gear. How's that? There I got it. And so that's what's happening. It's a nice trail, too. It really is. It's a lot of people, you know, they get a bike. Nancy and I used to do this. I couldn't ride all the way there. But, you know, you can get a bike rack for the back of your car and take your bike down there and give it a go. Because except for one hill, it's all pretty even. Let me see. Do you have to go over that hill? Yeah, to cross, you have to go over the hill. You have to go up the hill in order to cross. Part way up the hill. All right. So you can do one of two things. You can cross the golf course where the bridge is to Avila, or you can, instead of turning there, if you want to just keep going, you can go down to Mulligan's. But you don't want to bicycle out of there. Trust me. Yeah, you know, bicycle out of that. Okay. Other things. The Howard Jarvis tax people are hiking up their efforts on the tax measure opponents to try to shoot down Jerry Brown's tax proposal for November, and they just think we shouldn't have more taxes, and it's all bogus. He proposed to raise the statewide sales tax by a quarter cent, and then income taxes on people over $250,000 a year. So they think they can do it. They think we can. We look forward to the campaign. Be interesting to see what they have to say. They say it's simple. They say this is going to be a no-brainer. It's just tell people, why would you want to pay more taxes? Well, we'd like to fire the people in Sacramento is what we'd like to do, but that's not how it works. You know, and then we get our money back that way. But that doesn't work that way. Okay, So this is interesting because then, you know, this creates a different aspect on Diablo Canyon. They said, the NRC said that the pipes that were wearing out in San Onofre, it was a design flaw. And so it happens that was the only reactor that had that particular configuration of pipes and whatnot. But You know, the NRC's all over PG&E to re-examine Diablo and make sure everything's hunky-dory there, which I'm glad. I mean, how could you not? How could you ignore it? But the design is different right from the get-go. Now, it doesn't mean there couldn't be a weakness in Diablo that there wasn't even didn't even exist in San Onofre. There could. I mean, they're all designed different, you know, unless somebody builds the same exact thing, which they don't. So I'm not sure how that works. But I mean, I'm not sure how the whole thing works, but hopefully they'll inspect it and find out. And here's the apocalypse predictors start the countdown soon, you know, with the Mayan calendar. I'm going to go away, would you? All right, other things going on. Oh, this was so sad. This is so sad. This is so sad. The Taliban in Pakistan, they have a loud voice in Pakistan, which is one of the big problems, of course, in Pakistan anyway. But because they're torqued off at the United States, you know, doing missile strikes and stuff like that in Pakistan, they prevented how many kids was it? 161,000 kids from getting a polio vaccine. The day before they were supposed to get the vaccine, they said they're not getting it. You know, it's an interesting way to try to blackmail somebody into stopping doing something. But it's always a shame when, you know, but it happens all the time. It's like this isn't new that they use innocent people. You know, a lot of different people use innocent people, you know, for their own purpose. It's happened forever. It's sad forever, but it's happened forever at the same time. San Diego County has a wildfire that forced the evacuation of 150 homes, and they're hoping that that's going to turn around, but they're not sure because they think that the temperatures are expected to rise and the winds are expected to pick up. In Loveland, Colorado, things are still hideous. 189 homes, the most in the state's history, have been destroyed. The Obama administration, here you go. Would you want to be the next ambassador to Iraq? I know it's a good job being an ambassador. You know, you sit in the embassy, you don't really have to go out much if you don't want to, you know, and you can feel like you're kind of isolated. Ask Julian Assange, where does he want to go? He's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, saying, please, take me to Ecuador. It's the only one that probably didn't have a extradition treaty with the United States. So when you only have one country, you're sort of stuck going there. I mean, Ecuador may be very nice, I don't know. But he doesn't, because he thinks what's going to happen is if he goes to Sweden, first if he goes to trial in Sweden, then the Swedes will turn him over to the United States for the WikiLeaks. So he's hanging out there. All right. Well, so here's the thing with Iraq. So here's the guy who was going to be the ambassador. Here's the thing right here. Where is it right here? What's this guy's name? Brett McGurk. That sounds like a guy who belongs in Iraq. You know, you would send a guy to Iraq named Brett McGurk. Well, Brett McGurk apparently had some steamy emails with a reporter, and so they've decided that maybe he shouldn't be there. And man, did you read the Secret Service thing? Holy cow! As early as last month. There's been problems with the Secret Service. You know, with a guy was trying to throw himself on some woman that said no, and apparently, no, nothing happened, but it could have. And the secrets, it's just really weird what's going on with the Secret Service. The secrets are out. That's what, I'll tell you that. That's what's going on there. People are crazy. So somebody said, you know, how important they are. They got to take the bullets. They are important. Attack by militants along Israel's border with Egypt early Monday killed an Israeli construction worker, and so this is not good news. You know, things are going crazy in Egypt, of course. The military is basically saying we're taking over again. Meanwhile, the people that man was just elected president and his party is saying, no, you're not. And the Brotherhood. So it's Muslim Brotherhood. It's really kind of crazy. So now you have this, you know, which, you know, Israel is not going to put up with. Other thing, Here's his right here. Islamist seeks to challenge Egyptian military. Election winners vow to fight for power in political negotiations. The main Islamist group, the Muslim Brotherhood, they think they're going to, you know, go to court and fight it and whatever. Good luck. The guys with the guns are the guys that are running the show. And whenever that's the case, the guys with the guns usually have the advantage. Craziness. Craziness all around us. Everywhere we turn, there's craziness. All right, other things are going on. Well, let's talk about this thing that Microsoft came out with yesterday. You know, supposedly it's supposed to compete with the iPad. It's so dissimilar from the iPad that you couldn't be more dissimilar. It has a keyboard, you know, that attaches to it. It's part of its cover, and then it magnetically attaches, and somehow the juice goes between it. I don't know how it works. And then they have a little thing that you can stand the back part up with, you know, two little thin things that come out like credit card thickness. So, anyway, the thing is really thin and light. It's all that, but it's, I don't know how much touchscreeny stuff there is. And they didn't, I didn't see the thing on the TV or anything. Maybe I can find it on what's the name of this outfit? CNN. Maybe I can find something on CNN that'll explain it better. But I didn't see it rolled out, so I don't know. But if it, one would guess, one would hope that if it's going to compete with the iPad, it would have a touchscreen of some kind. I don't know, though. I don't know what it's doing. It doesn't say what's going on with it. Here's the top 10 tablet makers. Apple, Samsung, maker of Galaxy, Amazon.com, maker of Kindle Fire, Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook, and Azutech Computers, maker of Transformers line. I never heard of them. There you go. Anyway, so that's what's going on with that. So that's kind of a little bit strange right there. Now, this is interesting. You know, JCPenney was criticized just recently in the news about, you know, using gays. I guess they show gays hugging or something. This thing. But anyway, and the other thing they were criticized for was having Ellen DeGeneres as a spokesperson. She's openly gay. And they thought, I think that criticism is really sideways, to tell you the truth. She's a very popular lady. Anyhow, but here's what, this is interesting. Now, whether it has anything to do with it, they don't say, but JCPenney says Michael Francis, the former Target Corporation's executive brought in to redefine the brand, is leaving the company. I don't know if it has anything to do with it or not. I don't know what's going on with Toyota anymore. Buy a Honda. Go see Jim. If you need a car, get a Honda. Go see Jim. Ask for Jim, the nicest guy in the whole wide world. The most unsalesman-like car salesman that ever existed. And if you go to Sunset Honda, ask for Jim. He's my friend. And then to Toyota's, I don't know what's going on. Here's another thing with Toyota. Adding 600,000 Camrys to the another vehicle, so a probe that the, somehow a fire could begin in the door. Because is that the electric motor from the window? You think they'd tell you more, wouldn't you? All of a sudden, your door can catch fire. Okay, now why is that? Eh? It would have to be something electrical in the door, I would guess. All right, Facebook is bringing one of its long-term vendors, facial recognition technology company, Face.com, in-house. So they're doing this. But here's the weird thing. Face, it's not just, it says something else that's kind of weird about this. The Israeli company's technology helps people tag photos on the web for figuring out who is in the photos. See, I thought it was like, a, you know, it would recognize you and say, okay, you can use this site. But that's not what it is. So I don't quite understand. Does that mean that you can focus on a face in a picture and then research who that person is on the internet? Is that? I'm not sure. They're not. That was not well explained either. I'm getting tired of this not being well explained. Trying so hard to understand stuff and share it with you, and yet my hands are tied. I need another song. I'll see you in September. Yeah, the summery song. Here's one right here. This is Sly and the Family Stone, and this is definitely a summer song right there. It's hot fun in the summertime. Summer day.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy, alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, or give us a call at 544-7928. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op of San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
Tom, are you okay? He looks like he's in shock. Tom, can you hear me? What happened?
It happened at Rancho Grande.
Rancho Grande?
Rancho Grande Motors. It was a normal day. I thought this was the perfect time to get a new car, so I started looking. All the other dealerships were filled with these high-pressure sales guys. They kept coming at me in wave after wave after wave.
Tom, it's okay. You're here now.
Just when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, I went to Rancho Grande Motors. The people there were helpful without trying to put the squeeze on me. They answered every question I had and were totally upfront and honest about every vehicle.
Wait, a car dealer that was upfront and honest?
They said it's because they live here too. They want to be good neighbors and make sure I'm a customer for life. I couldn't believe it. I found the perfect place to buy a pre-owned vehicle, Rancho Grande Motors.
No wonder you're in shock. Where did you say Rancho Grande Motors was?
1404 Auto Park Way. A little hard to find, but always easy to deal with.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves
catch my window, babe. I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end. Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Dream of me. Dream a little dream of me. Chad and Jeremy right there, and Summer Song. Thanks for joining me there. I'm Bill Benneke, and I'm getting us ready for summer tomorrow. I'm playing a little summer music and getting us in the mood, because I think it's only appropriate that we do that. Okay. Now, there was an idiot at the U.S. Open. As there often is, you know, in a lot of things. And so Jeannie Moos is going to tell us about what happened with that after these important commercial words. Wait. What was that? Wait a second. Just be patient with me, okay? Just a sec. Why did that start? Okay, let's not have you start again. Okay. Thank you. And we'll go to this. After these important commercial words, we're going to hear from Jeannie Moos.
Entire car insurance company was thought up and built and run to save you money. What if that company was Esurance and this wasn't a hypothetical question? Could be coolish. Esurance. Click or call.
Stop deforestation!
My real name is Andrew Dudley, but I go via a Jungle Bird.
Started making bird calls. Did you get arrested? What happened?
Well, the San Francisco police arrested me and then took me into the station. But when I got there, the guys were really cool. They were all making bird noises because they'd already been watching it on YouTube and the internet. But no charges were pressed by the U.S. Open, so it was all cool.
It was sort of perfectly timed and choreographed. How much planning went into this?
Well, not at all, really. It was just it just went off. It was spontaneous, because a lot of the things that I do are spontaneous. And literally when they started to lay the tables out in the green, I just sneaked under the rope. Then I ended up down by the press. I got pushed back a little bit by someone who recognized I didn't have an armband on. But then I just saw my chance and I just ran under the rope and then ran in front of the presentation. But I tell you what, I wish to apologise to Mr. Simpson in case I took any of the special moments away. But obviously, the message I'm trying to get across is to try and get people to stop deforestation. The trees are very important, aren't they? And they're getting chopped down too much. So the aim of Jungle Bird is to do spontaneous calls like I do to get people to think about it.
That's great. That's great.
Stop deforestation!
An idiot. what a dope. Hi, you're Bill. That was Jungle Bird, who made noises during the presentation of the U.S. Open trophy. And so if a guy just makes a noise and then later you interview him and he says, well, I wanted to let people know about deforestation and everything. And, of course, just by making a bird noise, that doesn't tell you anything except the guy's a fool. Oh, well. You know how it is sometimes. What can you do, as they say? I was going to check headlines here real quick and see if anything's happened while we've been sitting here and listening to the radio and checking to make sure that, the world's still with us here. We're not spinning out of control or anything. Let's see what's going on. They said Mbarque's in worse condition. He was in bad shape anyway. I don't see him. He's had a stroke on top of everything else that's wrong with him. So I don't know that he's going to make it much further. There's live protests in Tahrir Square. That's, of course, in Egypt, and not surprisingly. And here was the thing. This is in Minnesota. So this is why this is surprising. If this was some foreign country, it would be less surprising. But I'll see if there's an ad first. If there is, we'll just put up with it. And then we'll go to the story about sex slaves in Minnesota. A little odd to me. And scary, frankly.
Wouldn't it be cool if we took the Nissan Altima and reimagined nearly everything in it? Gave it greater horsepower and best-in-class 38 MPG highway, advanced headlights, and zero-gravity seats. Yeah, that would be cool. Introducing the completely reimagined Nissan Altima. It's our most innovative Altima ever. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Police Sergeant Grant Snyder has spent more than a decade combating sex trafficking in the Midwest.
White Dodge Caravan.
In the van is a convicted pimp. He's about to violate probation, meeting with a prostitute he picked up online.
Police, search warrant.
The transaction is underway when Sergeant Snyder and his team enter, confiscating potential evidence.
Got a bag here, appears to have condoms.
Is that a normal amount of money?
Considering that she's been here for a day, this is more than one client. Minnesota is a place where a lot of women, a lot of girls, are recruited in the sex trade.
Millions travel these highways known as Spaghetti Junction, arguably the crossroads for the Midwestern sex trade. With hundreds of conventions and year-round sporting events, trafficking online is so brazen, ads offer game day specials. The FBI ranks Minneapolis-St. Paul among the top 13 cities in the nation for child prostitution and adolescent sex trafficking.
We have this misconception that the children that are being trafficked are not the children that live in our communities. And all the time, what I see is that they come from our communities.
Wow, that's really kind of crazy, eh? Wow. It's not sex slavery in the kind of way you sometimes, if you say sex slavery, you sort of think of something that's forced in a really bad way. Well, this, if they're forced, it's bad anyway, I guess. It doesn't matter how it's defined, I guess. All right. Other things are going on. The J.P. Morgan CEO plays defense on the Hill. Well, don't bother. You know, what is it you can possibly say? That you bet away $2 billion? Okay. Southern Baptist elected their first black leader ever in the United States. Good for that. It's really cool. Facebook's going to tie ads to your web use. And you have to know this. If you're on the internet, if you're using anything on the internet, somebody else may have access to what it is you're using. Obviously, if Facebook, well, you know what it might be, though? Maybe I'm being too sinister, but I don't think I am, to tell you the truth. It could be just if you like something, you know, you like a business or something. Sometimes they'll give you a discount or something at a business if you say, I like this business on Facebook. And so obviously they can see what businesses you say you like. So why would they put ads up for that? Despite the fact that, you know, some advertisers said Facebook wasn't doing them any good. I think it has to be. I'm going to tell you honestly. I would have to agree that when you have that much exposure to that much people, when you have that kind of exposure to that many people, something has to happen. It just has to. It's not possible for it not to, unless you're advertising Black Widow spiders or something. All right. Here's the U.S. Air Force's mum on the mystery spy plane. I assume that's the one that landed in Vandenberg. Tiny Darth Vader leaves the hospital. You know that little guy? He had heart surgery. Remember that little guy that was the Darth Vader who made the Volkswagen start? Anyway, so he just had heart surgery. Let me see if I can find out a little bit more about it so I can tell you what's going on. Max Page, the 7-year-old who played a mini Darth Vader in Volkswagen's commercials Monday, left a hospital in L.A. where he had undergone heart surgery. I'm feeling great, a squirmy and smiley Max told a room full of reporters on his way out the door. I do feel a little pain in my chest, but not much. Asked what he was planning to do next, he said, well, I'm excited about a lot of things, especially having a milkshake. Max was born with tetralogy, is that how you say it, or fallot, a congenital heart defect in which, in this case, affected the function of his pulmonary valve, which helps the flow of blood through his heart. After a number of measures to preserve his pulmonary valve, doctors replaced it last week with a porcine, a piggy valve, a piggy poo. They took, Elmer, and took the valve out. Anyway, so it should last 10 to 15 years. That's it. We're hoping this will be quite possibly the last major surgery that Max will need. Why would they say that? If it's last 10 to 15 years, obviously he'd need another surgery, wouldn't he? Now, but here's the weird part. Now, here's the weird thing. We're going to find out in the 10 to 15 years, they're going to be able to, I bet, grow a heart valve out of stem cells. They could take Max's stem cells, but they still got to put it back in. Maybe they put a zipper in there. I don't know. Anyway, maybe synapse or something. Anyway, that's I'm glad to hear he's okay, because it was everybody loved the commercial to death. It was just one of the most popular commercials going. Didn't it air in the Super Bowl? Was it a Super Bowl commercial? I think it was. Anyhow, so Max is okay, and that's good news. Anytime a person's okay, it's good news. All right, anything else? Let me make sure there's nothing else we need to see. A rare white rhino was born somewhere. I don't know what. Oh, Michelle Obama does double Dutch. That's jump roping, right? Is that news? The fact that the first lady's coordinated, is that news of any kind? Aye, well, whatever. Fine. I'm done with all that. I'm done with that nonsense, for God's sake. Done with it, you hear me? All right, well, let's do some leftovers from the weekend. The judge basically said to the people that was, you know, there's a group of, what, four people in Los Osos, one of whom I know, that were trying to stop the sewer again. And the judge said, forget you. You know, this sewer's been going on longer than the Walmart and the Tascadero has. So the first thing they have to do is they have to fix the Tri-W site, you know, because they were going to put the sewer in the Tri-W site. Anyway, so they got to fix that first, and then they're going to get underway. A sewer is coming to a town near you, amazingly, finally, dramatically. All right, other things that are happening. I never saw any video. I never saw the news or a video of that guy, Walenda, walking across the, what is this, Nick, walking across the Niagara Falls. I never saw that, but I can't imagine it's real exciting. But nonetheless, they made him wear a safety cable because it was going to be broadcast on whatever CBS or whatever it was going to be on. So they made him wear a cable. Because he was 18 feet long, this whole thing, above Niagara Falls. And so they said 125,000 people on the Canadian side, 4,000 American side watched. ABC aired his televised the walk and insisted Willenda use a tether to keep him from falling. But, see, they don't know what good TV is anymore, to tell you the truth. Her girl, this is interesting. I mean, you have to think of the circumstance surrounding this. I've never been down to Pismo, Pirate's Cove. I'd had no desire, really, to go to Pirate's Cove for any reason. And so I've never been down there. But I know people that do go there, and they say that the path down to Pirate's Cove is really, really steep. You know, it's spooky steep. And so I don't know how old the girl was. They didn't say on the news how old she was. But anyway, a girl fell down that pathway from the very top, and that was about 100 feet. And banged herself up pretty good. I know she was unconscious. They had to get her out with ropes and pulleys and whatnot. And I hope she's going to be okay. But they said she was on her way down to meet her family. But I have to tell you something. I know people whose families went to Pirate's Cove as families. Okay, well, yeah. No. I can't see my family doing that when I was young, but we were in Jersey, for God's sake. Why would anybody be out there naked? All right, other things going on. IRS shifts focus with seizure of business assets. So here's what the IRS is now. The IRS is saying, you know what, we're going to get you. Here's how we're going to get you. We're going to take your dough. We're going to just seize your money. So whatever you have, whatever bank it's in, wherever it goes, we can just seize it and you're screwed. Anyway, in this particular case, one of them was they said $870,000 in cumulative deposits in recent months is what they've taken. One of the places was, and this is really too bad, it was a federal money laundering case, and this was the El Camino Wellness Center and its officers. So here's this thing where you do the medical marijuana. We never hear the end of this medical marijuana thing. It never seems to get solved. And so you say to yourself, well, I hope we can solve it finally because this is just a joke. And the people that need it can get it. But then what happens? You know, the first thing in the news is the fact that, you know, somebody laundered money through a medical marijuana thing. Great. Great. Oh, here it is. I finally found it right here. 9 students have been suspended from a San Diego middle school after classmates claimed they were watching porn on their cell phones. This is an all-boys English class at Bell Middle School in Paradise Hills, wherever that is. Dick Thornburg, a former U.S. Attorney General, said the case illustrates the growing problem. It's so easy to conceal, he said. The images are perishable, so if a teacher is concerned about someone using a cell phone to look at pornographic images, all they've got to do is push a button and it's gone. Do they allow kids to just stare at cell phones in class? I don't think they do, do they? But what do I know? I'm not going to school right now. Okay, other things going on. And then fresh off SpaceX's historic return from the International Space Station, the owner, the founder, Elon Musk, says he thinks we should colonize Mars and stuff. He and Newt should get together. They're pretty soon we'll colonize everything. We'll be right there. I'd like to stay on this planet as long as I could. I got to tell you the truth. I'm used to it. You know, I've adjusted to it. My body, you know, likes the fresh air and all that, and the sunshine. Gravity. Gravity's a little rougher on me than some others, but that's my fault. The thing's going. All right. And then here they had a thing on border drones. You know, we're using these drones all over the place. I don't know. Probably one above us now. Anyway, but they say they're underachieved. Well, here's what they've spent, and here's what they accomplished. The system costs $3,200 per hour to fly for a total of about $14.5 million. The result, unmanned aircraft last year helped to find about 7,600 pounds of marijuana and apprehend 75 people. So if you divide the $14.5 million by 75 people, I guess some more marijuana. That's how efficient it is. Apparently not very. Well, they need to put the Stinger missiles on there. That'll slow it down. Well, here it is. Accusations against agents cover 8 years. Government releases files on several alleged incidents dating back to 2004 and as early as last month. So it's just really crazy. Then they had an article in the paper about the air traffic controllers are still falling asleep on the job. You know, they try to give them better hours and stuff so they wouldn't fall asleep, but maybe, you know, it's a real intense job. I don't know what makes you tired. Maybe, well, because it's the middle of the night, probably. They just say among those incidents was one at Reagan National Airport where the pilots of 2 late-night jetliners had to land on their own after the control and supervisor was a lone man on duty, fell asleep. We probably only have one person in the tower at night in San Luis, don't we? But then we don't have any airplanes that come in at night or leave. So it's pretty safe. They want to snooze a little bit. Do we man it 24 hours a day? I have no idea. You can imagine what it would take to find that out. I guess you could just talk to the airport manager. That would be the best way. And the other way would take forever and be just crazy. And here they're saying, don't diss the dinosaurs. Forget everything you learned in your childhood. These terrible lizards were built for survival. So they were tough. And so if it hadn't been for the big impact of the meteor right there down in the Yucatan, they said they'd still be around probably. But then again, there was that big, impact down there in Yucatan that's kind of screwed things up. And if it happens again, those of us that are roaming the planet now will also disappear. It's just cockroaches will be all that's left. Anything else in here? Here, U.S. admits counter-terror strikes. White House says activity has been underway in Yemen and Somalia. I know there's people that have a hard time with that, and I don't quite understand what it is. Again, I mentioned this yesterday. It's not, to me, it's not an issue. It's not an issue to take up, but, you know, people take up issues anyway, but I don't get it. I don't get it. I would much rather have a drone missile take somebody out that's a bad guy, you know, thousands of miles away than wait until, you know, they're down in Avila. And just a thought. Other things are going on that we missed. Let me see if there's anything else I missed. I missed some stuff here over the weekend. So I thought I'd just make sure I could catch up and tell you what we needed to know. I told you about the vets thing, which I'm glad I got to that. Here's an interesting thing. Monterey County judges raised bail rates, already among the highest in the state. And the state's prison realignment program, local jails are more crowded than ever, leading for calls for reforms in the ages-old bail system. Now, I don't know that I don't understand. You raise the bail. If your bail's higher, it's harder to reach bail, to get bail. You have to dish out more dough. Simple drug possession draws a $5,000 fee in Santa Cruz, while it will run you $10,000 in Monterey for possession. And here somebody was talking about, you know, that, I forget what state it was, saying this possession stuff's got to end. You know, and jail time for simple possession. It's just stupid. That's why these jails are so full. Anyway, let's celebrate summer tomorrow on Wednesday, the 20th. And I don't know why it's the 21st. I thought it was always the 21st. But anyway, Nancy and I thought it was 21st, but it's 20th. It's tomorrow. And then you and I will get together at noon. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones. And don't believe everything you hear here, because talk is cheap.
Come please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. And checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill could spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime. Hang out, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine. Fresh from the barbershop, apply from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.